Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Brad's in along the updated All-Star fan voting. This is the third return from fan voting. And, I mean, look. It's fan voting, so you have to sort of acknowledge that it's sort of flawed off the rip. But Ja is losing ground majorly to Luka and Steph, and Shai Gilgeous is on his heels here. Ja remains third among guards in the West, 1.9 million votes. But if I'm looking at this correctly, Shai Gilgeous is less than 100,000 votes behind him in the NBA All-Star voting. So look, this is only what, 50%? This is I don't know.
50.
So it's 50%. It's not the ultimate deciding thing, but it doesn't look as though Ja is going to start for a second consecutive year in the All-Star game.
I'm not disappointed because I think we've known this for a while. Ja's path to back to being a regular starter, you and I just talked about this off air, I believe will be once Steph starts to hit the door. And frankly, now that I'm thinking about it, it might be after he's hit the door. Because while he's going to be in the league, he's going to remain one of the most popular players. You've got the Golden State fan base. We know out there in California, we saw it with Wiggins, with Steph, with everybody. There's a power behind that, and their voting power that's better than everybody else's, it feels like. So, because I say that to say, I don't think Luka's going anywhere for the next few years. You're on essentially the same career path in terms of the years and the ages there. And so I think eventually for Ja to be back in that, you know, unless there's some change, John, to the process, right, and how you name your stars, I think until Steph is officially out, Ja's probably going to be behind Luka and Steph. Don't you think so? Like, I don't think he's going to pass Steph in terms of popularity, and I think Luka has arrived to stay.
Yes, he has.
Especially if he mess around getting the MVP, although – I don't think they're winning enough right now. I think they would give Jokic a third straight MVP before they'd give Luka it right now, based on, you know, where they are in the standings.
Yeah, no, I agree. It doesn't really even matter to me. I'll be honest, it doesn't matter to me whether or not
starting's a great honor, and you did that last year.
Yep.
And we saw last year, you know, his first time in, he didn't go off. It didn't give him any extra power to say, now I'm going to dominate the game either. And so, difference between starting and not starting now, then you've already made it. It's not much. That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's much to be disappointed about here. It's just the way the process is fluky. That they need to probably
realize. Yeah, I mean,
but I don't think necessarily talking about Steph and Luka is the best evidence that the process is fluky. Look at the Wiggins stuff last year. That's the evidence.
I mean, the NBA has determined, like, hey, we don't care. The NBA doesn't care either, because if they did, they wouldn't leave it in the hands of fans. You know, I mean, I get it. But it's an All-Star game.
It's not what it used to be, John.
No,
All-Star weekend is not what it used to be.
It's not.
The whole thing, from the game to the dunk contest to everything else, it's just not the attraction, the you must either be there or be in front of your television that it was back during, and I got to get, you know, the Jordan days, LeBron there early. Like, it just doesn't have the same attraction that it used to.
No, it's true. And so why not? Why not?
That's when you're, like, got Wiggins out there, bro.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see Andrew Wiggins in an All-Star game. Although last year he earned a lot of respect in terms of his role in winning that championship. Still don't want to see All-Star.
There's another angle of of the Grizzlies that you wanted to discuss.
Yeah, did you see who was at the game last night?
Yeah, I saw.
This was big news.
Dylan Brooks was there at the game. He had the game-winning block.
That's not who I'm talking about, fool.
Oh.
Now, you came all up in here wanting to lead off the show when Pete Davidson was at the Knicks game with that model, and it was their first time out. What was her name?
Emily Ratajkowski or something like that.
And how many days later did they break up?
I don't know, man. I think they're
just a few.
Yeah, well, Pete Davidson is winning.
So let me ask you this. How come, since that was such big news to you their first time out, you weren't talking about Yo Gotti and Angela Simmons making it public for the first time?
I was not.
First date night since going official.
I was not as aware of that. I do remember the.
Angela Simmons.
I do. That's what I remember.
Down in the DM.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So for those that don't know, Yo Gotti has played the long game here. I can't do anything but respect it. Because way back in 2016 on Down in the DM, he told you when he started the plan. Angela Simmons. He was saying it then. He was telling, I want to drop in your DMs. He was basically admitting the fact that he had. And here we are, 7 years later, essentially, and now he's got her front row. This is awesome. Did you see the pics of them getting out of the car?
Yeah.
No, I don't mean from last night. I mean like when they first made it official on IG. Like it looks like it looks like king and queen type stuff.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I think they were getting out of a Rolls or a Bentley or something, and she looked like an absolute queen of England or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is perfect. I love that Gotti played the long game here. And, yes, last night at the Memphis Grizzlies game, for the first time in public, they were there as a couple. Did you see them?
No, I
did. They look like money.
Well, they are.
Man, shout out to Gotti, man. That man played the long game and got her.
You have respect for that.
What are you talking about? He shot his shot.
Respect.
And here, 7 years later, it's paying off for him.
He spoke it into existence.
Man, ain't that what we say you do? We've said it on this show. Want Antonio Brown to the Raiders? Speak it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Want Davante Adams? Speak it. You want Angela Simmons in your life? Speak it.
Don't trust no chicken messing with your dog.
I hope you got the good. Okay.
Come on, don't forget This isn't the song, though. This isn't the one where he.
Down in the DMs.
Yeah, Down in the DMs is the one where he mentions.
Angela Simmons.
Yeah, we got it.
Pause in between it.
That's the.
Are you an Angela Simmons fan?
I mean, I don't know how you can't be. Are you talking about, like, just aesthetically?
No, I just. Yeah. Do you ever watch her? Yeah, she had a show there for a minute.
Bro,
with
I don't
her
watch
sister,
TV. I don't do it. I don't watch any show. I don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't watch the version, the Simmons version. I don't watch. Yeah,
there
this is the one. I don't watch. I don't know what's
Simmons.
Going on in the world in terms of Real Housewives, Housewives. I don't know any of that. So whatever.
She's very accomplished now. She's got like a line of clothing, I think, or some accessory.
Whatever she's doing.
She's, you know, she's Russell's daughter.
Yes, that's why she was draped head to toe with Adidas. Last night.
Well, you got like a lifetime deal, I'd imagine.
Yeah. No, it's
like
Run-D. This is inspiring, really. It's like, hey, you know, Gotti set his sights. He wanted to make it. It's like when Keelan saw Deidre for the first time, he said, you're going to be my wife.
When you saw Sam.
In many ways, I did.
When Faith saw me.
Debatable, we'll have to ask her. I'm not sure if she was on that wave yet. I think she needed to get to know you a little bit.
Again, she made the play. That's not some opinion. She will tell you that.
Oh, she made the play.
Correct.
180! 180!
No, not like that, food.
Oh, not that wasn't the play.
No,
call?
Just coming up to the third floor break room trying to get a brother to see her.
And so you were following a story about Briarcrest volleyball, and all of a sudden you get a tap on your shoulder?
No, food. I'd gone in there to get a Coke.
Okay.
Looking very dignified.
All right.
Was not at the volleyball
match.
Did
you have the $500 polo jacket on?
She did. I will say this, though. See, this is what I love about my wife. She invested in me when I was preps writer because she saw something that was going to be moving up the ladder.
She got that.
You know what I'm saying? So she was there when she was there with me when I was in the gym shooting the free throws, but she was there with me when I was on them preps.
So
that's what I had to say. This woman loves me. I love her. Let's make it official.
So how did,
like Gotti and maybe Angela will be doing at some point.
Faith shoot her shot?
What again? In shooting her shot, it was being in my range. You know what I'm saying? Because Faith worked on a different floor at the commercial appeal.
Yeah.
Didn't have no business being on the editorial floor. She was in circulation. So just in being there, John, my point is, she was in the editorial break room. What you doing in here? Oh, yeah. Start talking, all that stuff.
Introduce yourself.
We had a subway on the fourth floor as well. or the, I don't know if you knew that. Back in the day, the CA used to have a Subway.
Y'all just had it all.
A Subway was inside. Actual Subway store was inside. And again, we would cross paths there.
So they just subsidized that space to Subway?
Yeah,
and they had actual
workers
in there.
Thing, getting chicken, bacon, and ranches up in that thing.
Man, times were good.
The CA was much different.
Times were good,
using
huh?
that whole building. That whole big building down there had a Subway on the inside.
Damn, y'all were like the University of Memphis, wasn't it, bro?
Those were the days.
When Memphis had that new UC?
I just mean those were the glory days, the house. Days at the CA.
Oh, yeah.
When that thing was packed with employees.
Have you ever been to the new University Center at Memphis? Have you been inside of it?
One time I got lost.
It's not new.
It was so different. Right. It's not new anymore.
But bro, when it was built, it was
so
like,
much different than when I was
there. They had like a Taco Bell, like a Burger King, Chick-fil-A, they had everything. It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
progress, bro.
From where I started.
We ain't Tiger High anymore over there.
No doubt.
Especially once we got rid of the towers, we got rid of Richardson.
I just resent that happened. At the
After
end of my,
left.
Yeah, like yeah. It was basically the end. You know what I'm saying? And now the new, I haven't even been to the new rec center. I can only imagine how beautiful that thing is.
Well, have Rudd give you a tour.
I'll bet. Rudd's not in power anymore.
Man, he could go back. He's still tweeting about Tigers, I see.
And I'll tell you this right now, I would love nothing more than to come up there in that new gym and hoop up some young kids because I still got it.
No.
Time to get humble.
Thank you, Brad.
Time to get humble.
If I'd have hit that button several times on that mess.
I'm going to come in there and splash the gym. I'm going to paint that thing.
I don't know why Mike Miller ever called this dude Patty Pump. Because once he did, this fool actually thought he could play.
Because he saw
That's when he decided, I'm going to go get some tights and take this seriously. Even though I'm past my actual competitive prime.
The time
I could have played for a school or something.
This man never seen a 45-year-old he doesn't like to play.
Hell yeah. Let me get that 45 or I'll do his ass. I'll do his ass in.
Okay. Well, congrats to Yo Gotti.
Yep.
And Angela Simmons, they made it official last night at the Memphis Grizzlies game. It's the place to be. Don't need to go to Madison Square Garden when you're showing the world that you're in love. Way to go, God.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.